Mark is ready to record. We're good?
Right. It is 7 o'clock on December 15th, 2021. I hereby call this meeting of the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton to order. Madam Clerk, have we met all the requirements of the Open Public Meetings Act and the Sunshine Laws? Thank you, ma'am. Would you all please join me in a flag salute? Amy, you can pretend.
Okay.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Roll call, please. Here.
Councilman Strauss is absent. Councilwoman Whitley?
Here.
President Kevin Nelson is absent, and Mayor Blatter.
Here. And let the record reflect that Councilwoman Switlick is joining by phone. Right now, we will move straight into comments from the public for items listed on the agenda. And seeing only one member of the public, or two, I'll open it to anything anybody might wish to speak on. Going once, twice, close the public comment session, and we shall move on to the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk are considered to be routine by the Township Mayor and Council and will be enacted in a single motion. There will not be separate discussion of these items unless requested by the Mayor, a Council member, or citizen, in which event the item will be removed from the general order of business and considered in its normal sequence on the agenda. I wish to pull out the regular session and executive session meeting minutes for November the 10th, as we do not have quorum to vote on those, so we'll table them. Any other items that anyone wishes to pull out?
Nope, all routine.
Any from the public? Seeing and hearing no movement, may I have a motion for the consent agenda?
I move the consent agenda.
I'll second.
Councilman Blazer?
Yes.
Councilwoman
yes. Yes. Thank you much. We'll move to reports. And this is more of a quick business meeting, so I expect reports will be a little less extensive. But Councilman Blazer, have you?
Mine is very quick, actually. The Historic Commission, unfortunately, last week we intended to meet. Illness at the end, no quorum, so the meeting was quickly adjourned, so no business was discussed. Planning Board, we had a business session or administrative session a week or so ago. We talked about that ordinance to do an administrative site plan waiver. I hope that we'll be introducing that next month for the Council's consideration.
Very
and
good.
That report.
Okay, Councilman Strauss is not present, but I know if he were, he would report on, at least for the, from the public safety aspect, he and I and Administrator Nekovitz and Chief DeRosa met, and we discussed a couple things. There's a vacancy now that has just opened, so we do have a job posted to fill that vacancy. That'll be open in a few weeks, the opening will, but I think the posting is enough.
Mm-hmm.
And further, we are moving forward with posting the lieutenant's positions.
Good.
So we will begin that promotion process.
Good.
We're ordered. And that would be that. And Councilwoman Slitlick.
I do not have a report this evening.
Very good. Council President Kaczynski does not have a report this evening either. And frankly, other than what I've already reported on and Rec didn't meet, weren't able to get a quorum together, they'll be meeting in January. Oh, you're right. Thank you very much. And then on the personnel side, we have one vacancy being filled on DPW this evening, hopefully, if we vote for it. And I have two other items that I'd like to touch on. First and foremost, I had attended a session at the League of Municipalities at which it was impressed upon us by the Attorney General, or the Acting Attorney General of the state, that it's imperative that we sign on to two opioid settlements that are in the works. That will bring money to the state of New Jersey and to the local municipalities. One settlement is specifically with Johnson & Johnson. The other is with distributors. And what I would ask a motion for, or actually I'll make the motion, but I'd like to make a motion that will be memorialize a later date with a confirming resolution. And that that motion would be to authorize me to sign on. They need a significant number of municipalities to sign on to these settlement agreements. So I'd like a motion to, I'd like to make a motion to authorize the mayor to sign both settlements, J&J and distribution, so we can move those forward.
I second it. I see no downside in signing on.
No. The only downside is we wouldn't be able to sue the either party individually, which we haven't been doing.
And again, no downside, because we wouldn't do that as
correct.
A township.
Correct. May I have a roll call vote?
Yes.
Yes. And my next item is a newly discovered item. We received yesterday a letter from the attorney for what is Zinn Realty, Block 74, Lot 19. Mm-hmm. It used to be Block 74, Lots 16, 18, and 19. Mm-hmm. And the owner of that lot, which is contiguous across the street from where we have considered an area in need of redevelopment on Gray Rock, said, hey, this sounds like a great idea. We'd like it. Mm-hmm. Essentially was the gist of the letter. And it seems to make some sense to me.
Yes.
We have not yet designated that. We did get a referral from the planning board where the planning board, we had directed them to investigate whether lots, block 77.01, lots 2, 3, and 4 met the criteria. And they came back and recommended such a designation, mm-hmm. which we were planning to act on at the next regular meeting. And I would like to make a motion, instead of acting on what we've had referred back to us from the planning board, I'd like to make a specific motion to send that back to the planning board.
To re-examine.
For them to examine mm-hmm. whether or not Block 74, Lot 19, is in lot, yeah. It used to be three lots, should be added into that same redevelopment area,
yeah.
potential.
Yep.
As block 77.01, lots 2, 3, and 4. So that would be a motion that I will make now, subject to a ratifying resolution on the next agenda.
Right. And could I amend your motion slightly, though?
Certainly.
There's a small contiguous lot behind the Zinn Realty lot.
Okay.
It's 173 Center Street. It's block 74, lot 1701 of 0.54 acres. The Zinn lot has been under development for years with nothing happening now. This has been a vacant lot. I've been in the township 4 years. It's been vacant for about 4 years. I think it's small, possibly undevelopable, but I would suggest that the planner look at that lot in conjunction with the rest of the zone. It's zone VR, which is slightly different than the other.
Okay.
But if we can include it, maybe the planner can just look and consider whether it makes sense to include it with this larger parcel.
Yeah. And you know, that works out well for me, at least, because, as you mentioned, that Zinn lot was supposed to be the doctor is in.
Yeah.
Construction started. They did the utility connections installed for many different reasons called out in the letter.
Yeah, they probably had four or five different extensions from the Board of Adjustment. I've been on the Board of Adjustment in 3 years, and I was there. I had to recuse because he's my doctor. In 2017, I think. So it's been a long time that it hasn't really been able to be finalized.
All right, so then I will make an amended motion. Such motion will be, again, subject to a ratifying resolution, which hopefully will be on the next agenda, at least the next regular meeting agenda. Mm-hmm. And that motion would be to direct the planning board to investigate whether to include block 74, lot 19 and block 74, lot 17.01 in the proposed redevelopment area that was investigated and recommended for block 77.01, lots 2, 3, and 4. Mm-hmm. And I would also request that the planner prepare a map of the amended study area to accompany the resolution.
Yes.
And that should tie us up nicely and allow them to get going on it, let him get going on it, and then we can confirm it with that resolution.
Yeah. I will second that motion.
I think that's plenty.
Yes. Councilwoman
yes.
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 You know, it's funny. I think I was on the Board of Adjustment for the original application.
Oh, geez, I bet you were.
He acquired the property in 14.
I remember everything about that application.
Yeah. I think he acquired the property in 14 and made the first application around 15. So
I think it goes back further than that.
Wow.
Because there was a lawsuit that tied it up.
That's right, before he could even do
so,
it.
Yeah.
Right. Wow. Well, yeah, those parcels have been... It's a nice thing to talk about redevelopment. Let's
right,
that.
Right, right. And I would just like to make a note, if I could, retract my vote on the consent agenda. Not retract it, but at least abstain from check number 33360. 360. I had it on my list and I forgot about it. Thank you. All right. There's no administrator, so we'll move to resolutions.
Yes.
So we're not going to discuss the correspondence. The first resolution is a resolution authorizing the transfer of funds. Any questions or concerns on such resolution?
No, it's routine at the end of the year to transfer the funds to true things up. Yep. I'll make the motion.
I'll second. All right, we have a second. May I have a roll call, please?
Councilman
Yes.
Councilwoman
Yes. The next item is a resolution approving the hiring of Kyle Weed as a public works employee. Kyle is also a member of the In the Hose Company, graduate of North.
Oh, great.
And he would start in January if we moved, and we definitely need some help on DPW. We still need more. Mm-hmm. This is a step. So, any discussion? If not, a motion?
I'll make the motion. I'll second. Yes.
Yes. Next, we have a resolution canceling old outstanding balances under certain bond and capital ordinances previously adopted by the Township of Clinton for various capital projects in the General Capital Fund. And for this, these are some of them minor balances after we had done a purchase, and there was some left over because what we had budgeted for that item was more than what we actually spent, so there was a surplus, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Those items that were bonded for previously, such as the cleanup of Windy Acres, that will go to fund balance.
Mm-hmm.
Those that were straight from capital will go back to capital. So mm-hmm. we can always spend some of that money again if right. there is a need for similar items, but maybe not worded as such.
Right. But this resolution frees us up to be able to do that, because right now they're encumbered to those ordinances, essentially.
That is correct. And
got it. It's cleanup.
And there are no plans to spend those money on those specific items in the
right.
future.
Yeah. Well, we need to clean it up so we can access yep. the funds.
Yep. Questions?
No, I'll make the motion.
Second.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, we now have to have a resolution to appoint, I'll read it quickly. Resolution appointing Chief Financial Officer and Qualified Purchasing Agent for an extended term, and that is to extend the term of Gregory Fehrenbach, our current CFO, at least until such time as our new assistant CFO comes on board and gets up to speed and hopefully is ready to overtake those duties, or take over those things.
Right. And this is required under statute because the law requires that we have to do this.
And the term of the CFO is a 4-year term and it expires at the end of this year.
Right. Right. So this is very administrative and very necessary. So I will motion. I'll make the motion.
Thank you. May I have a second?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And lastly, we have a resolution authorizing settlement of award of council fees with Rotimi Owo Esquire in connection with GRC complaint number 2019-32. This is an issue that began a number of years ago in 2019 when the police department, in answering an OPR request, improperly denied it. When it was appealed to the GRC, we realized that it should not have been denied. The clerk's office took care of it, answered the OPR request. However, by that time, the complainant wished to recover legal fees. We negotiated And, well, actually, his complaint went through the whole GRC process. We were found to be at fault, and we negotiated legal fees, and the amount, I believe, was $2,750.
Yeah.
So we are settling this claim for his legal fees and hope to be done with the matter.
Yeah, because the alternative is to continue to litigate and spend more on legal fees. So
correct.
It's very much, as Rosenstein says, in the best interest of the township. And it's only under that reason that I would make the motion.
Thank you much. May I have a second?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you much. And I think I made a mistake. Let's go back here. This resolution is not on the agenda.
No, it's not. We're going to discuss it.
Okay.
So
we have prior, previously adopted resolution number 115-2021. This resolution had a typo in it. And as you can see, there was an inversion of two numbers. The amount in the first resolution paragraph indicates an amount of $30,570. And the second and last paragraph indicates $30,750.
Mm-hmm.
And the correct amount is
$30,507
is the first amount. Okay. So we want to acknowledge this typographical error, acknowledge which the correct number is, which is $30,570,
mm-hmm.
and make the correction in the second or the last paragraph of the resolution, the second repeated resolve paragraph. Do we need a motion? Yeah. So
I will make the motion.
Thank you very much. I'll second.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And last but not least, it's not on the agenda, but I will open the floor to public comment for one final time. Is there anybody who wishes to make a public comment? Good, bad, or indifferent? Seeing no motion. Mr. Blazer, you have something you'd like to share with us?
I motion to adjourn our final meeting of the year. Thank you,
very good. Before we take a vote on that, I just wish to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. If you celebrated, hope you had a Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year. So all again.
Okay, Councilman Blazer?
Yes.
Councilman Whitley?
Yes.
And Mayor Mullen?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Thanks, Amy.